The MarTech Podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com.
From advertising to software as a service to data.
Across all of our programs and clients, we've seen a 55 to 65% open rate.
Getting brands authentically integrated into content performs better than TV advertising.
Typical lifespan of an article is about 24 to 36 hours.
If we're reaching out to the right person with the right message and a clear call to action, then it's just a matter of timing.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast, a Ben J. Schaap LLC production. In this podcast, you'll hear the stories of world-class marketers that use technology to drive business results and achieve career success. We'll unearth the real-world experiences of some of the brightest minds in the marketing and technology space so you can learn the tools, tips, and tricks they've learned along the way. Now here's the host of the MarTech Podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome back to the MarTech Podcast. Today, we're going to do a deep dive into the overlap between the people and services necessary to scale your marketing efforts. Joining us is James Sandoval, who is the founder and CEO of MeasureMatch, which is an enterprise professional services marketplace that enables direct, seamless, and flexible access to a verified workforce of independent business application engineers, data management, and data science consultants. Yesterday, James told us about the trends he sees in hiring a specialized freelance workforce, and today he's going to tell us about why using consultants to build your analytics stack makes sense. Here's the second part of our interview with James Sandoval, founder and CEO of MeasureMatch. James, welcome back to the MarTech Podcast.
Hey, Ben. Great to be here. Thanks again.
Great to have you back on the show. Yesterday, we talked more high level about the use of consultants and freelancers and why people are blending a mix of full-time employees and contract workers from around the globe. And today, I want to focus specifically on using consultants and freelancers to help put together your analytics stack. So talk to me specifically about the problems that you're seeing that MeasureMatch is trying to address and why are people increasingly leaning towards outsourcing the development of the way that they collect and process data?
So what we're creating is a way for marketing leaders, commerce, analytics, product leaders, agencies, and consultancies to easily find extra pairs of hands to basically do lots of marketing technology ecosystem product work. Everything from Adobe Analytics through to Intercom or some kind of data collection infrastructure like Salesforce DMP or something like that. So we're seeing a range of things, and there are something like 10,000 of these marketing technology platforms, products, systems globally. If you take into account like all those systems that are not counted in China and other markets by Scott Brinker, he's tried really hard and I'm sure he'll get there, but it's a lot. So what we're seeing on the platform are things like Adobe Analytics implementations, revamps, dashboard development, lots of Tableau requirements, Power BI needs out there. We've seen lots of Google Analytics and Google Tag Manager. Naturally, a lot of the consultants that come onto the platform have those skill sets, but it varies across marketing automation systems, deployments, and UX analytics, and that's just kind of off the cuff.
So what I'm hearing from you is that there's really a couple different problems that are happening. Your underlying data collection is happening across multiple different MarTech tools. And then you're basically having to capture this data, setting up your event triggers, doing your visualization, and setting up marketing automation. So the actual use of the data and the triggers that set off the workflows. Talk to me about why people are getting into the freelance portion of this, and why are people outsourcing and saying this isn't something that we need an in-house team to be able to own and manage?
That's an interesting way of phrasing that. And I don't think that's necessarily the case. Many of our clients have skills in-house to do a lot of this work, but the skills are tapped. So they just simply don't have the extra bandwidth that they need now to get something done. So they happen to go online and they search for a HubSpot specialist or HubSpot freelancer or something like that. And if we're lucky, our ad is going to show up there. So what we're finding is that, you know, our paid search and organic search visibility is is driving a lot of acquisition right now. So the needs are out there and they happen to be spilling out into questions. So marketing leaders are turning to their colleagues or turning online to do some searches, and they're finding that, oh, wow, there are ways to get these things done. It's not to say that they don't want full-time employees. They have full-time teams. They just simply don't have any extra time available to do a lot of the extra work that really needs to be done or could be done to advance the business in some way, shape, or form.
My sense is that the typical team that has a data analyst or some sort of specialist and data scientist, like a lot of the times what they're doing is they're responsible for the high-level strategy and they're using the outsourced resources for a lot of the operations. Am I off the mark or is that fair?
I think you might be off the mark because, again, at least what we're seeing is that the vast majority of our clients have never used a professional services marketplace like ours. So it's a really new experience for them, meaning that what they've traditionally done is they've operated in their functional group as best as they can with their teams or perhaps solo. And they've just simply gotten to the point where I think that there's this broader narrative that there are these marketplaces available to turn to get important business needs advanced. That is absolutely part of the reason why there are so many of these types of services marketplaces today, and more are coming. We just happen to be one of the marketplaces that is very focused in the problems that we're looking to solve. And I think organizations are just becoming more flexible, trying to be more agile and actually executing on that. And more independents are turning to, or more and more full-timers, in fact, are turning to independent lifestyles and independent work, which is, I think, a natural progression for what's happening out there, certainly across mature markets.
So what I'm hearing you say is that there is essentially a resource constraint that is driving the demand side of your business. The customers that are reaching out looking for consultants, they're just purely tapped out in the number of hours that they can operate. So they're looking for people to expand the capacity in which they can perform. And on the flip side, with the supply side, you mentioned that there's a trend of people just wanting a more flexible lifestyle. I will speak for myself specifically. I worked at early stage startups and I just didn't find the right balance of the amount that I was working and the compensation and basically the risk reward profile just wasn't there for me. So I decided to become an independent marketing consultant and, you know, was doing essentially what you're outlining for the data and analytics space. I was doing it in the marketing strategy and brand development space because I wanted to be able to be in control of running my business and have more flexibility in terms of managing my schedule. A special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, the marketing mix modeling platform that makes measuring ROI fast, easy, and cost-effective. Request a demo at mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Time for a one-minute break to hear from our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. In 1919, John Wanamaker said, "Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half." Well, the advertising landscape has changed since then, and instead of reaching your audience on two channels, you're probably reaching them on 20. Turns out John didn't know how easy he had it. But that doesn't mean that you should give up on striving towards marketing effectiveness. No matter how complex your marketing strategy is, Mutinex Growth OX is the market mix modeling platform that measures the impact of marketing on your bottom line. Mutinex's market mix modeling platform calibrates your insights against the latest market conditions so you can make media and marketing investment decisions confidently and quickly. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, your best decision starts here. To learn more about Mutinex, go to mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Okay, here's the rest of today's interview. Talk to me a little bit more about the benefits of the people that are specialists in data and analytics for becoming consultants and why should they be interested in the Measure Match platform?
Well, the benefits, I think, kind of speak for themselves, and you articulated a good bit of that yourself, and thank you. The benefits for working independently are great. You get to spend more time with your family. You can work from anywhere. That's critically important. And we educate all of our clients who come onto the platform to seriously consider bringing on board an independent consultant who might do some kind of systems integration work or some kind of analytics work remotely. And thankfully, the vast majority of them are saying, absolutely, that's just naturally what we're thinking when we come into a platform like this. So that's great news. There's still a small percentage, maybe 20%, that are still pretty hardcore about requiring someone to be in the office for the duration of an engagement. And those are admittedly kind of hard to fulfill, especially if the client is at some city where we don't have any consultants on the platform. But the benefits are a lot of flexibility, a route to revenue that is really self-defined. That's hard for some, especially new independent consultants, because they don't necessarily know how to price their time in value. But we help as best as we possibly can. And there are a lot of great resources online now. Thankfully, there are also lots of really great free tools. Like, of course, there's Google's suite of products to do all kinds of analysis or visualization. And there are lots of low-cost ways to communicate, whether through video or audio or otherwise. So that combination of knowing that flexibility is a real possibility and to be supported by platforms like ours and free to low-cost tools to be very productive is very attractive.
Yeah, I think that when people are considering going and being independent, right, there's the value of, hey, I can pick my schedule and I am more in control of how I am negotiating my value in the marketplace. The risk is you have to go and find the work and you don't necessarily control the volume or velocity of work. Sometimes you get three projects at once and then you're free for a couple of months. I think that's where the value of being in a marketplace where you're having someone doing business development and finding projects for you is valuable. And obviously, I'm sure that there's some sort of a fee. Talk to me about the model that Measure Match applies and what's the relationship between you, the company, and the consultant.
Thank you for pointing that out. I should have mentioned that is probably the most attractive bit, which is that we're building the platform, we're attracting the demand. So it's really just for the consultants and consultancies that participate on the supply side of our platform to pick and choose what they think are going to be winners. And the way that we make money right now, our model is pretty straightforward. We keep a percentage of the contract value, and that percentage is 15%. So it's transparent on both sides, both clients and experts, we call them, the service providers, consultants, consultancies. They're aware of that model. It's spelled out as they go into contracts. So that's currently it, but we're working on introducing some other monetization opportunities and a better way to do that too, so that consultants especially don't get stung every single time they contract through the platform at the 15% level. But right now, it seems to be working perfectly fine. And we have a number of consultants that are on retainers and clients who book consultants on a repeated basis with maybe some gaps in between. So far, so good. But we've got some great ideas, we think, to make it even better.
I'll be honest, 15% doesn't sound like very much. And just to color this, some of the people that I've coached that are looking to start professional services business and branch out into being independent consultants, what I tell them is that a bare minimum of 25% of your time should be spent on business development. 50% of your time should be allocated for actually doing your work. And 25% of your time is variable, right? When you have a lot of projects, you're going to be doing 25% in business administration. Maybe you need to put more time into business development. You can do professional development as well. So that's how I think of allocating time. So you're spending 25 to 50% of your time doing business development for a marketplace that is doing the business development for you. The trade-off is you're getting a large portion of your time back in exchange for 15% of the revenue. And assuming that you're charging the same rates, I'm assuming that some consultants say that their rate is 15% more on your platform and end up taking the same thing that they would had they contracted independently.
Yeah, we tell them, listen, so you know what the platform is going to eat. So just take that into account in your negotiation with the client and bake it in such a way so that you can capture the fair value that you would normally get if you were going to a client directly.
Last question for you. Give me some advice on people that are interested in scaling their analytics, their data capabilities. What are some of the things that they need to consider, whether they reach out to Measure Match, whether they're going to Upwork? Really, where's the place where someone should be looking to hire a freelancer or a consultant? And what's the place where they should start?
Well, a great place to start is, of course, the Measure Match platform. We're working really hard to make that a very special and productive experience. We're also setting it up in such a way so that clients who come in who don't necessarily know what to look for or what the skills are that are required to get X done, something done, can also come to Measure Match and see something that's evolving in our platform called service packages. And service packages are actually written by and published by the consultants and consultancies in our platform. And for all intents and purposes, they are ads. They're one-pagers that feature services in a productized fashion that are basically screaming out, book me for this service. I can do this for you. These are the deliverables you can expect. Here are the skills that I apply to providing this service, and this is what it will cost. So get in touch with me about this service. And there's similar models across other marketplaces like that, but service packages now are on the platform to the tune of around $2 million worth. That's of kind of latent value that's been published on the platform. And they're becoming increasingly important as clients come in because they're telling us, this is great. How useful is this for me to see these service packages that help me to know what to look for and to frame up for me what I can expect from a service provider through the Measure Match marketplace. So it's okay for clients to come in and not know everything. We don't expect that. And they should know that it's okay to not know everything too, and that we're going to help. So we've got a few things going that makes it, I think, a little bit easier than they might find elsewhere.
Okay. James, I appreciate the time. Thanks for telling us about not only the freelance marketplace space and also why people are deciding to find consultants and to improve their data stack. And that wraps up this episode of the MarTech Podcast. Thanks to James Sandoval, the founder and CEO of Measure Match, for joining us. To learn more about James, you can click on the link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can send him a tweet at @checkyourfuel. Or you could visit his company's website, which is measuremash.com. And if you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, don't worry about it. We've got you covered. Just head over to martechpod.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for all of our guests. And if you're a subscriber to the MarTech Podcast, thanks for being a member of our community. We always want to hear from you, so we created benjshap.com/questions, where you can send us your marketing questions, which we'll answer live on our show. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. My handle is benjshap on LinkedIn and on Twitter. You can also get a weekly blast of all of our content through our newsletter. You can go to benjshap.com/newsletter. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a weekly stream of marketing and technology knowledge in your podcast feed, we got great episodes lined up for the rest of the week and the rest of the month. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app, and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. Okay, that's it for today. But until next time, my advice is to just focus on keeping your customers happy.
Thanks for listening to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. Looking to launch or scale a podcast like this one for your brand? Then visit iheareverything.com.